B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Chof Beis. We're going to start 7 lines from the top of the Omud. We're in the middle of darshaning, of going through the Ramazim and different limudim, different things we learn from Psukim in Agadata. Says the Gemara, there's a pasuk that says, "Umshalim l'soynov elponov l'ha'avidoi, lo ya'achir l'soynoi elponov yishalim loy." Which is referring to the reward that Hashem gives even to the Rishoyim for the few mitzvahs, or for those mitzvahs that they did. So the pasuk says, "Umshalim l'soynov elponov l'ha'avidoi." Hashem gives reward to the Rishoyim in this world, in order that when they come to the world, to the next world, there they will be punished without the need of having to give them some eternal reward in the world to come. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Ilmole Mikra Kosov, had he not said this in the Pasuk, E.F. Shela Omri would have been disrespectful for us to say it in this way. Because when the Pasuk says, Umeshalim Lesoinov Elponov, the literal translation of Elponov means that Hashem is going to repay those who hate him, which is the Roshoim, Elponov, in the face of the Rosha, Lahavido, in order to destroy him in the world to come. But to hear the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is explaining a bit differently. Kiviyachol, so to speak, Ka'odom Shenoisei Masoi Alponov, Umavakish Lashlichai Mimenu. This is compared to a person who's carrying a heavy burden on his face, and he's looking for the first opportunity to get rid of it and to take away the burden. So to speak, when it says El Ponov, it doesn't mean that Hashem is going to pay and reward the Soinim, those that hate him, the Roshoim, El Ponov, into the face of the Roshoim. So to speak, it means that Hashem's just and righteous ways demand, so to speak, that he gives reward even to the Roshoim. But this requirement, so to speak, for Hashem to give a reward is, so to speak, a burden on Hashem. So it's El Ponov means that it's a burden Hashem is carrying on his face, that he has to reward these Roshoim. And therefore Hashem looks for the first opportunity to get rid of this burden, and therefore Hashem repays them immediately in this world. And that's what the Pasuk means, that Meshalim L'Seinov Elponov L'Avidoi, that Hashem gets rid of this burden in this world, gives them their reward in this world, and that way in the world to come, L'Avidoi, they are destroyed. Continues the Gemara. The Pasuk carries on, Lo Ya'achir L'Seinov, Hashem does not delay in giving reward to the Roshoim. Omer B'ilo, L'soinov hudelo ya'achir, it's only to those that hate Hashem that Hashem does not delay in rewarding them for their mitzvahs. Aval ya'achir letzadikim gemurim, however, to the completely righteous, Hashem does delay giving them a reward, because he wants their reward to be eternal, and therefore he waits until the world to come to give them all their reward. V'hainu d'om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, it says in the Pasuk, Asher onoichi mitzavacho hayoim la'asoisom. I have commanded you, says Hashem, today to do the mitzvahs. Hayoim la'asoisom. Only today you can do the mitzvahs. V'leila mochor la'asoisom. After a person dies in the world to come, there's no point in doing any mitzvahs. Hayoim la'asoisom. Today in this world you do the mitzvahs. L'mochor, and tomorrow, in the next world, lekabel schorom, that's the world where you're going to get the schar, and tzaddikim do not get the schar in this world, and that's what it means, that Hashem delays giving the reward to tzaddikim till the next world. Continues the Gemara, Omer b'chagai v'itaymer b'shmul bar nachmeini, ma'i dichsiv, how do we understand the posuk that says, and this is a posuk, v'yavir Hashem alponov v'yikro, Hashem Hashem, keil rachum v'chanun, Erech Apayim. We hear a lot about the concept of Erech Apayim. What does it mean? The literal translation is Erech, longer, long, or more accurately, slow Apayim before he gets angry. The Hashem is slow to get angry. That means he's patient. Asks the Gemara, Erech Af mi boyele. The Pasuk should have said Erech, he's slow, Af, to get annoyed. Af means anger. Apayim is a plural tense. What does that mean? Elo erech apayim. The word apayim actually refers to attitudes, where Hashem sometimes shows a face of joy to people and sometimes a face of anger. So erech apayim letzadikim, erech apayim lerashoim. That there are two different types of attitudes Hashem has, and Tosfos explains both of them come from tremendous mercy. One of them is that Hashem is patient with tzaddikim before showing them their schar, and they only see that light, that attitude of schar, in the world to come. And erech apayim for rashoim is Hashem is patient before showing anger. He waits to show his anger to the world to come, and he is patient and waits for the rashoim to do tshuva in this world. That means there's an attitude of simcha, of joy, and an attitude of anger, and both of them are delayed. For tzaddikim, the schar is delayed in order to give them eternal schar. For rashoim, the anger is delayed in order to give them an opportunity to do tshuva. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer ad beis sosayim v'chulei. The Mishnah was discussing the Pasei Birois, the area around a pit, a well, which the Chachomim said you can put four L-shaped corner posts, and they, since each side of the L is an amma, so every side of this enclosure, so to speak, had an amma on each side representing a wall. And the Chachomim said, in order for the Oilei Regolim, or for the animals of the Oilei Regolim, to be able to drink, you can rely on this to be considered a Rishus Hayochid, and then you could draw water from the well to the area around the well, and then the animals could drink the water they needed to drink. The question was, how large was this enclosure allowed to be? Rabbi Yehuda said, till a beis sosayim. It's only allowed to be an area which is 100 by 50 amos. That's a beis sosayim, the area that one could sow two saw of produce, and it was the same size as the chotzer of the Mishkan, 100 amos by 50 amos. The exact ratio of length to width we're going to discuss later in the Gemara. But the area was an area of 100 by 50, 5,000 square amos. Asks the Gemara, Iboy Eluhu, Boir upasin ko'omar? When Rabbi Yehuda restricted the area that these pasei birois could enclose to two saw, to 5,000 square amos, was that the area of the boir, the well itself, and the area surrounding the boir, all inclusive, must not be more than beis sosayim? Oidilma boir, maybe that the beis sosayim was the area that the boir was allowed to be, v'loy pasim, and not including the area between the boir and the pasim, which had to be two amos, as we saw in the Mishnah, you had to leave two amos so that the head and most of the animal could be within the Rishus HaYochid. In the event that the boir was 2,000 amos, then besides, not 2,000 amos, was beis sosayim, was 5,000 square amos, then besides for the 5,000 square amos of the boir itself, you were allowed to leave, or you had to leave another two amos around it, beyond the beis sosayim. Tosfos says it's clear that if the boir is beis sosayim, that you cannot leave an area of more than two amos on each side of the boir. There's no way in the world, says Tosfos, that Rabbi Yehuda would allow beis sosayim of the boir itself plus another beis sosayim in the area surrounding it. Even though in the words of the Gemara here, we may have entertained such an idea, it seems from the Gemara a little bit later that that cannot be the case. So that's the question of the Gemara. Is the beis sosayim of Rabbi Yehuda the boir excluding the two amos around it, or including the two amos? And how do we understand the question? Because the reason that Rabbi Yehuda said you're not allowed to have more than beis sosayim is that we know that any area which is surrounded, that's walled in, ledira, for residential purposes to serve people, then you can have as large as you want. It makes no difference. Any amount of area, if it's secluded, if it's been encircled for ledira, it's a reshus hayochid. If it's not mukaf ledira, for example, fields and large storage areas which are not used to live in, there the Chachomim said, you're not, if it's an area which is wider or larger than beisosayim, you're not allowed to carry that. The question is, and so we hear that even though this, the area around these pits, these wells, are considered a mukaf ladira, because people are using it, nonetheless, because it's not proper walls, it's just pasim, it's just these boards on the corners, the Chachomim said, we're not, according to Rabbi Yehuda, said that midrabbonon, you're not allowed to have it more than base sosaim. Why? We're afraid that you're going to confuse this area to a regular area that's not used in this way, a regular karpef, which is not mukaf ladira, and you're going to carry there, even if it's larger than 2,000, larger than base sosaim, sorry. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, this area which has some similarities to a karpef, you're not allowed to carry in it if it's larger than base sosaim. So the Gemara says, the question is, Odom noisin einov b'boiroi? Do we say that a person, when he's got a pit in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and it's surrounded by the Pasei Birois, then does a person just look at the pit? If the pit is larger than Beis Sosayim, and you allow him to carry there, then people will say, so too a karpef she'einu mukaf ladira, I can carry more than Beis Sosayim. And that's a problem. We don't want people to make that mistake. And therefore, the pit itself must not be more than Beis Sosayim. And the area around the pit, people don't look at that. And therefore, even if the pit itself was not more than Beis Sosayim, even though there is a two-amma rim all the way around, it's still okay. People will not learn from there that you can carry in a regular karpef in an area more than Beis Sosayim. Or do we say no? Do we say that people look at the total enclosed area? If the total enclosed area is Beis Sosayim plus two amos on each side, then people will understand that you can carry in an open area that is more than Beis Sosayim. And they learn from here that in another Beis Sosayim, in another karpef she'einu mukaf ladira, they'll also carry there, even though it's larger than a Beis Sosayim, and that will be awesome. So that's really the question of the Gemara. According to Rabbi Yehuda, does a person focus only on the boyer, or does he focus on the entire enclosed area? And the difference will be, are you allowed to add an area, the two amas around the boyer, beyond the Beis Sosayim? Odom noisen einov b'boyer, does a person only look at the pit itself, the well itself? V'loigaz rinon dilma osi litil tula yoysom b'Beis Sosayim b'karfeif? And we're not afraid, providing that the well itself is not more than Beis Sosayim, we're not afraid that a person will look at the area beyond the pit and say that you can carry in a karpef more than Beis Sosayim. Oidilma, or maybe not, Odom Noisun Einov B'mechitzos, a person looks at the entire area surrounded by these Pasei Birois, and since in the event that that Rabbi Yehuda would allow a Beis Sosayim of boyer plus the area around it, then the area enclosed is more than Beis Sosayim. And gozrinon dilma osi leichlufei yoisem Beis Sosayim b'karpef, a person will come to say that even in a regular karpef that's not mukaf ladira, you're allowed to carry in more than Beis Sosayim. That was the question that was posed. We're going to try and bring some rayas. Toshima, kamo hein mukurovin. How close, this is a braisa discussing Pasei Birois, how close are the Pasei Birois, are these corner posts, to the boyer itself? Kedei roisha v'rubo shel poro, the minimum distance between the edge of the Pasei Birois and the boyer itself has to be two amos. As we said, there needs to be space for an animal to be able to stand there, its head and most of its body. Reisha v'rubo shel poro, the head and most of the body of a cow. V'kama in meruchokin, how far are they allowed to be? What's the maximum distance that these Pasei Birois can encircle? Afilu kur, afilu kuraim. The Tanakhama say, even a very large area, there's no limit. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, like we saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Beis Sosayim mutar, yesim Beis Sosayim. Osir, you're only allowed to enclose an area of 2 saw, which is 100 by 50, 5,000 square amos, not more. Omru loy Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachomim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Yata moide bedir v'sahar muktze v'chotzer. Do you not agree that an area that is secluded, that is encircled in order to be used by people, by residents, that it can be much larger? For example, a type of a pen where the animals are, and according to Rashi, the shepherd himself would live in that pen, or the backyard, or the front yard, the courtyards. Afilu beis chamishes kurin, or beis aseres kurim, even 5 or 10 kur, you're allowed to surround such an area. Why should pasei birois be different? Shemutar, it's mutar, even much larger. Omar lehem, Rabbi Yehuda said, zumachitza ve'elu pasin. If there would be regular walls, then of course I would give you much more because it's mukaf ladira. However, here that there's not proper walls, it's only a very halachically considered weak type of walls, it's just the corner posts, therefore I'm not giving you more than base sosaim. Reb Shimon ben Elozo says, this seems to be a third opinion, boyer base sosaim a base sosaim. The pit, the area of the pit itself can be up to a square of 2 sosaim, of 2 so mutar. V'le omru laharchik, and the Chachomim only allowed you be to extend beyond the pit, elo kadeirosh of rubo shel para, 2 amis, which is needed for the head and the body of a cow. So that's the end of the braisa. It seems clear, according to Reb Shimon ben Elozo, that the pit itself can be beis osaim, and besides for that, the Chachomim said, add on another 2 amos. Says the Gemara, ha midaka omer Reb Shimon ben Elozor boir v'loy pasin, since from Reb Shimon ben Elozor's halachic ruling, it seems that you can have the pit itself being 5,000 square amos, besides for the 2 amos round it, michlal de Reb Yehuda boir upasin ka omer. Since in the Braisa it seems that Rabbi Yehuda is not the same opinion as Reb Shimon ben Elozo, we have to take it for granted that Rabbi Yehuda, who's arguing with Reb Shimon ben Elozo, must say that Beis Osayim includes the area around the pit, because if it doesn't, then he's saying exactly the same as Reb Shimon ben Elozo. Says the Gemara of Elohi, but that's not a good proof. It could be that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Reb Shimon ben Elozo that the 5,000 square amas are excluding the area around it, and nonetheless he's arguing the Pshon ben Elozo. No, Rabbi Yehuda boir beloy pasim ka'omar. The truth is Rabbi Yehuda also agrees to Pshon ben Elozo that the pit itself, the well itself, is allowed to be 5,000 square amas, excluding the 2 amas around it, which on each side, which you can add on to the base of Sosaim. Yehocha haynu Reb Shimon ben Elozo, you're going to ask, that's exactly the same as Reb Shimon ben Elozo? No, ike binayu orich v'kotin. We'll remember that Reb Shimon ben Elozo's term that he used was base Sosaim, a base Sosaim. It cannot mean that it's, the word base Sosaim, a base Sosaim means a square, base osaim by base osaim. It doesn't mean that. What it means is that the base osaim, the 5,000 square amas, have to be a square. However, according to Reb Yehuda, it does not have to be a square. It can be 100 by 50. And we'll see a little bit more about this on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. But according to Reb Shimon ben Elozo, it has to be a square, just over 70 amas by just over 70 amas, which is a square which has an area of 5,000 square amos. So that will be the machlekes. And that's why Reb Shimon ben Elozo says, Beis Asayim, a Beis Asayim. Reb Yehuda did not use that term. And that's where they're arguing. Continues the Gemara. Another halacha from Reb Shimon ben Elozo regarding these halachas. Klal Omer Reb Shimon ben Elozo, he said a rule, Kol Avir Shetashmishoi Ledira, any area that you're using for residential purposes, you're there because you want to be inside this area, you're using this area, Rashi says you're going in and out all the time of this area, it's serving a person. Kugoin, for example, dir v'sahar, which is the types of pens we mentioned before where animals are, and according to Rashi, the farmer himself was also in these pens. Mukta, a backyard, the chotzer, and a courtyard. Afilo beis chameshes kurin or beis aseres kurin. Even if the area inside it is 5 kur, 10 kur, very large areas, it's a reshus hayochid. Mutar, you can carry in there. V'chol diro shetashmisho le'avir, but any type of enclosure which is there just in order to be present in the space outside of it. For example, a guard who's sitting in his guardhouse, he doesn't want to necessarily be in this guardhouse. He needs to be adjacent to the field. He's watching the field which is outside the little hut, the booth that he's in. So he's only in the booth in order to serve the field outside the booth. That is not considered mukaf ladira. It's called tashmisha la'avir. You're using the booth or the area for the sake of the airspace outside of it. Could go in burganin, like the huts, shabbosodis, in the fields. There, base osayim mutar. You're only allowed to carry in there if they are no larger than base osayim. Yes, or base osayim. Also, if they are larger than base osayim, you're not allowed to carry there. Says the next Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im hoyo derech roshus harabi mefaskoson, yisalkeno letzdodim. We're still in the learning the halachas of Pasei Birois. We have this well, this pit, in the middle of Roshus HaRabim, and the Chachomim said you can put four L-shaped corner posts around this well, and then the area between these posts is considered the Roshus HaYochid, as is the well itself, and therefore you can draw the water from the well to the area just outside the well, beyond the well. But let's remember, this is in the middle of Roshos HaRabim. So typically many people would be walking through this area and they would actually be penetrating between these posts and going through this area which is enclosed by the Pasei Birois. So Rabbi Yehuda says that if a lot of people walk through this Roshos HaRabim, through this new type of Roshos HaYochid, then actually it destroys the status of partition, of Mechitza. And then you can no longer draw the water from the well to this area. This area loses its status of Roshos HaYochid. So what do you have to do? Yisalkeno letzdodim. You have to make sure that the public go around these posts and not between these posts. The Chachomim say, Eino tzorich. The Chachomim say, if halachically speaking, the area between these posts is considered encircled by a mechitza, it doesn't matter how many people are going through and penetrating this, so to speak, mechitza, it does not lose its status of mechitza. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, we've seen this already on Daf Chof. The Omra Tarvayu, they both said, Kan, here, the Chachomim who say that even though the public are penetrating through these partitions, they do not lose the status of mechitza. Hoidiach ha-koichon shel mechitza is, you see, the power, the strength of the halacha of a mechitza, of a partition, and that even though the public are going right through it, it's still considered a mechitza, and the area within them is a roshus hayochid. Asks the Gemara that when Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Eliezer said "kan here," referring to the opinion of the Chachomim, usvirale, do they also hold of it, or do they just say that from the opinion of the Chachomim, who say that the public going through the mechitzos do not nullify the validity of the mechitzos, you see the power of the mechitzos according to the Chachomim, but we do not necessarily agree with it? Or does it mean that we do agree with it? And you remember, we had a Gemara and a Chof Amud Aleph that discussed this, and we saw explicitly that according to Rebbe Eliezer, it can usvirale. Rebbe Eliezer definitely holds of the Chachomim that if the Rabbim penetrate the walls, it does not lose the status of mechitza. The question is, what about Rabbi Yochanan? Does he also agree with that, or does he say no? Can here, we see it in the Chachomim, I, Rabbi Yochanan, don't agree. Can it be that it's can here we see the strength of mechitzas usvirule and we agree with it? I've got explicit proof from something Rabbi Yochanan said that he doesn't agree with what the Chachomim say. Rabbi Yochanan said Yerushalayim, regarding Yerushalayim, which Yerushalayim actually had a wall all the way around, but there was an entrance on each side of it, and the Rabbim would go through these from one entrance to the next, they would travel right through Yerushalayim. The question is, the fact that there's a Rabbim that penetrate the walls, that means they go through the psochim, the openings on both sides, and it's a Rabbim doing that, does that nullify the status of Mechitzos as if Yerushalayim is not circled by a wall, and therefore it's considered a Roshos HaRabim? or not. Rabbi Yochanan said that the truth is that the rabbim going through the mechitzos does nullify the walls, and therefore it's a Roshos HaRabim. The only reason that I, Rabbi Yochanan, say that Yerushalayim is not considered a Roshos HaRabim is because the doors are closed at night. And that makes it more difficult for people to go through. The Mefarshim explained why it makes a difference. But either way, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Il moli dalso yiseo ninoi lois balaylo." If not for the fact that these gates, these doors were closed at night, chayovin oleo meshum Roshos HaRabim, even though Yerushalayim is surrounded by a wall, since the Rabim go through the walls, then it's considered a Roshos HaRabim. So you see clearly that Rabbi Yochanan holds that, not like the Chachamim, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that if if the public penetrate the walls, it nullifies the status of the wall. Elo kan v'lo yisvirulei, at least regarding Rabbi Yochanan, when he said kan, here we see the power of the walls, it's only according to the Chachamim. But he himself does not agree with the Chachamim. He rules like Rabbi Yehuda that Boki Borabim is Mevatel the Mechitzos. Continues the Gemara. Veromi de Rabbi Yehuda de Rabbi Yehuda Veromi de Rabbonon ad Rabbonon. We're now going to bring a brisa that seems to be the opposite opinions from the ones in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah we saw, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Boki Borabim, then Mevatli Mechitzos. If the Rabbim penetrate the walls, it nullifies the status of the Mechitzos. And according to the Chachomim, if Bok Ibor Rabbim, Loi Mevatli Mechitza. And we're going to see in a brisa the opposite. Yeser Al Kain Omar Rabbi Yehuda. There's a halacha we're going to learn in a Mishnah on Daf Tzadik. Hey, a certain halacha mentioned in the Mishnah from Rabbi Yehuda. And the brisa says, Yeser al kein omer Rabbi Yehuda, even more than that halacha that we're not going to discuss now, Rabbi Yehuda says another halacha. Misha hoyu lo yishnei batim mishnei tzidei Roshos HaRabim. If a person had a home on either side of a Roshos HaRabim, he's got Roshos HaRabim going through, and a house on the right side, and a house on the left side. Oyse lo yilechi mikan v'lechi mikan, oy koiro mikan v'koiro mikan. If the Roshos HaRabim is going from south to north, and he's got a home on the west and a home on the east of the Roshos HaRabim, on the right and the left, then he can make either a lechi, which means on the north and south side of the house on one side, which means where the home is right angled with the Roshos HaRabim, that's where he puts a lechi on both sides, or he puts a koira going from one of these homes to the next, right across on the south of that Roshos HaYochid and the north, where the two homes are, then the area in between becomes like a type of a mavoi with a lechi and or koira on each side. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can then, noisa v'noisa be'emtza, you can then carry in between the two homes, it becomes Roshos HaYochid, even though this is in the middle of Roshos HaRabim. And the Rabim Bokibo, the Rabim penetrate this whole area. Nonetheless, it's called a Mechitza, and you're allowed to carry there. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. It seems to be a contradiction to what we saw here, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Bokibo Rabim, it's Mevatel the Mechitzes. Omruloi, the Chachom said to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Ma'arvin Roshos HaRabim Bekach. Since there's a Roshos HaRabim going through here, you cannot just make a Koira or Lechi, and you cannot... The Roshos HaRabim are more dominant than the mechitzas you're going to put up. They're going to nullify the mechitzas. And again, it's a contradiction in the Chachomim. In our Mishnah, we saw that the Chachomim say that Bok Ibor Rabim, not Mevatel mechitzas. And here you've got the Chachomim telling Rabbi Yehuda that since the Rabim are going through, you cannot put a lechi or a koira. Kashyad Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. There's a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda. Kashyad Rabbonon ad Rabbonon. It's a contradiction in the Rabbonon. Says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Yehuda, loy kashya, there's no contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda. Hosam, over there in the case of the two homes, shtei mechitzos ma'al yasa, there are two solid walls, one on each side. Rabbi Yehuda says, if there's two solid walls, I say that that's called a Roshos HaYochid, even if the Rabbim go through them, it's okay. Hocha, but in the case of our Mishnah, we're talking about Pasei Birois, leka shtei mechitzos ma'al yasa, you've got no solid walls at all, you've just got four corner posts. And therefore, coupled with the fact that it's just four corner posts and the Rabbim is going through that, says Rabbi Yehuda, Mevatel the Mechitzos. We nullify the status of the walls. Drabonon ad Rabonon namile kasha. In the Chachomim, it's also not a contradiction. Hoch, in the case of the Pasei Birois, where the Chachomim say that even though the Rabbim go through it, they do not lose the status of walls. Ikasham arba mechitzis. You know why? Because you've got four walls. You don't have four solid walls, but you've got, so to speak, parts. You've got a corner on both sides of each of four walls, which is representing four walls, and therefore, even though the Rabbim go through it, loy mevatli mechitza. Hosom, but in the case of the two homes that Rabbi Yehuda is talking about, leka shom dalad mechitza. So over there, you only have a mechitza on the right and the left, and since there's only two mechitzas, and the Rabbim are going straight through it, you cannot rely on lech yokere to carry in that area. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok bar Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yechanon. Another halacha from Rabbi Yechanon regarding Roshos HaRabim and Roshos HaYochid. Eretz Yisrael ein chayovin oleo mishum Roshos HaRabim. Interesting, even though Rabbi Yechanon before was talking about Yerushalayim, now he's talking about the whole of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is not, there's no Roshos HaRabim in Eretz Yisrael. Yosef Rav Dimi uka'oma leiloha shmaita. Rav Dimi was saying over this quote from Rabbi Yechanon, Omale Abaya Rav Dimi. Abaya was said to Rav Dimi, let's try and understand, why should Eretz Yisrael not be considered a Roshos HaRabim? You've got very wide roads, you've got people, many people going through them, why is there no Roshos HaRabim in Eretz Yisrael? My Tama, Ileima Mishum de Makif Lo Sulmo de Tzur Mehach Gisa. Is it because on one side of Eretz Yisrael you've got very, very rocky heights that are, so to speak, considered walls? Machtono de Godir Mehakisa, and you've got the drops, the very steep drops of Godir, which is a place on the other side, and the Rishonim say it's not two sides parallel to each other, it's two sides right angle to each other. Therefore Eretz Yisrael is considered walled in on two sides, and therefore it's not considered on Roshos HaRabim. If so, said Abaya, if that would be the reason that Rabbi Yechanon said that Eretz Yisrael is not Roshos HaRabim, Bovel Nami, then Babylonian would be the same. Makif Le Pros, the banks of the river Pros, you have on one side, Mehachkisa on one side, Vediglis and the banks of the river, which is called Chidekel, Mehagis on the other side. So Bovel also shouldn't be considered a Roshos HaRabim. Why did Rabbi Yechanon only refer to Eretz Yisrael? And even more so, says Abaya, the Kule Alma, the whole world, Nami Makif Ukiainus, the ocean is surrounding the whole world, and therefore the banks of the sea should, which are considered walls, should be considered as if walling in the whole world, should be one big Roshos HaYochid. And why is any place ever Roshos HaRabim? Says Abaya. So Abaya says, no, so that cannot be the reason that Eretz Yisrael is not Roshos HaRabim. Dilma, maybe, we're not talking about the whole of Eretz Yisrael. We're just talking about Mailois Umordois Ka'omras. There are places that have very high ascents and descents, and therefore, in those places, maybe that's what Rabbi Yechanon meant, that only in those places where you've got very slopy and sharp ascents and descents, there, those areas are not considered Roshos HaRabim, because it's very difficult for the Rabbim to go through those areas. Omale, so Rav Dimi commented to Abaya, Karkafno, which is the term used for a distinguished person, Chazite l'reishach be'amuda, I saw your face, or I saw a vision of you between the pillars. Ki omer Rabbi Yechanon l'hashmaita. When Rabbi Yechanon actually said this quote that Eretz Yisrael is not Roshos HaRabim, he actually explained it exactly like you, Abaya, explained it. Itmar nami ki asa Ravin omer Rabbi Yechanon. When Ravin came and said in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, v'omri lo omer bavo omer Rabbi Yechanon. Maybe it was a bravo in the name of Rabbi Yechanon. May lo isu meir do is sheb Eretz Yisrael in chayovin aleim mishum Roshos HaRabim. It, like Abaya said, it's only those areas with very sharp ascents and descents, those areas, the Rabbim cannot easily penetrate them, and therefore they are not considered a Roshos HaRabim. They are considered a Roshos HaYochid. Lefish Einam Kedigli Amidbar. They are not similar to the camps in the desert from where we learn all the Melachos of Shabbos, since in the camps there, it was either, Rashi says in the camps, it was very, very flat ground, because the Ananiya covered the clouds flattened out the whole area. And since the area where Klal Yisrael were traveling in the Midbar was always flat, and therefore in areas with very sharp ascents and descents are not considered a Rishus HaRabim, because they're not Kedigli Midbar, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant. But of course, the flatter parts of Eretz Yisrael, where the Rabbim are going through, of course they are considered a Rishus HaRabim. Continues the Gemara. Boi minei Rachba mirova. Rachba asked Rava the following question. Tail hamislakit. We've seen this before. If you have a mound which slowly rises, asara mitoich arba, which means that it's less than 4 amas distance to reach the height of 10 tvachim. That is a sharp enough slope. It's normally a sharp enough slope to be considered a mechitza. If it takes more than 4 amas to reach 10 tvachim, it's just considered ara smichta, a raised earth, raised floor, not a wall. If you reach the height of 10 tvachim in less than 4 amas distance, then it's sharp enough slope that it's considered a wall. The question is, if you have such a slope, which would be considered a wall, v'rabim boikim bo, and the public penetrate and go over this area, it's clearly not comfortable for the rabbim to go there because they have to climb up. But do we say that if the public penetrate these mechitzos in an uncomfortable way, is that called that the rabbim are penetrating the mechitzos or not? Chayovim mishum rishus harabim, or ein chayovim elav? Is it called that the rabbim are going there and it's considered a rishus harabim? Or do we say no, since it's difficult for the rabbim to go there, it's not considered a rishus harabim? And the Gemara is now going to explain. Alibud rabbonon loytiboy lecha. This is not a question according to the Chachomim in our Mishnah, because hashta umah hosom. If in the case in the Mishnah where we're talking about a flat area, the pasei birois, the nichatash mishte, that it's very comfortable for the public to walk through these corner posts. Omri rabbonon, and nonetheless the Chachomim hold loyosi rabim umavatli mechitza, that in spite of the fact that the rabbim going through it, it's still considered a mechitza, and therefore it's not a rishus harabim. Hocha, in the case of the teil hamislakit, de lo nichatash mishe, that it's difficult for the public to go through, lo kolshkin, of course they're not going to nullify the status of mechitza that this teil hamislakit has. When am I, Rachba, asking you, Rava, the halacha, alibud Rabbi Yehuda, only according to Rabbi Yehuda? My, what's the halacha? Do we say, hosom, in the case of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda said that the rabbim, if the public penetrate these pasei birois, they lose their status of Rishus HaYochid, hu denicha tashmishte, because it's very comfortable for the rabbim to go through. Hocha, but in the case of the Teila Mislakit, hu deloy nicha tashmishte, where it's difficult for the rabbim to penetrate this mechitza, they have to climb up, le'osu rabbim mevatli mechitza. Then maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, the rabbim who take the effort to climb over this Teila Mislakit, but they do not destroy the status of mechitza, and the area enclosed by it is going to be a Rishus HaYochid. Or Dilma Loishna. Or maybe Rabbi Yehuda says that it doesn't matter how difficult it is to penetrate the walls, if the rabbim are going through it, they're not considered mechitzas, and the area is a Rishus HaRabim. That was the question that Rachba asked Rava. Omar Le, Rava said to Rachba, Chayovin, that it is considered a Rishus HaRabim. Asks, if it's so steep that you need a rope to pull yourself up the wall, omale in. Rava said, even then, if the rabbim are penetrating this wall, even if they have to climb up with ropes, then the status of the wall is nullified. Even the ascents of Beis Moroin, which is a place that was so steep that had a drop on both sides that you had to go single file over it. You have to carefully balance your way over it. Are you saying even there, if the rabbim pass over that area, it's not called a mechitza? Omale in. So Rava said yes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the rabbim are mevatel the mechitza, irrespective of how challenging it is to go over the mechitza or pass the mechitza. if the rabbim are going there, then it overrides the status of mechitza, and it's as if there's no wall there. Esau, we're now going to ask a question on Rava about this. So we have to remember, Rava said that Rabbi Yehuda says that if the rabbim are boki, they penetrate the walls, they lose the status of the walls that we saw in our Mishnah. It's not only when it's easy for them to go through, even when it's challenging for them to go through, they nullify the status of the walls. But the Gemara is going to ask a few questions on Rava. Eisvei, chotzer shaharabim nichnosim bezeh v'yotzim bezeh. If you have a courtyard, a chotzer, where the rabbim, the public, go through, they enter on one side and they come out on the other side. The halacha is rishus harabim letumah, and we've explained previously that the status of the concept of a public domain and a private domain has a number of different areas in halacha. We have hilchas Shabbos, rishus hayochid, rishus harabim, as we've discussed at length. But there's another area in halacha, and that's in hilchas tumah. If you have an area where there's a sophic, a doubt, is this a beis hakvaros, is it not? Are there some bones here of a dead person, are there not? The halacha is as follows. Sophic tumah b'rishus hayochid. We learn it out from soita. A soita is typically a woman that transgresses the is of yichud, and she secludes herself in an area, in a private area with another man, and we don't know if they did an aveira or did not do an aveira. So the Gemara learns that sofik tumah, any time we have a sofik in tumah, if it's a rishus hayochid, we have to be machmir. If it's a rishus harabim, we're mekel. But the halachas, what defines rishus hayochid and rishus harabim regarding hilchas tumah is not the same as hilchas Shabbos. What defines rishus hayochid and rishus harabim in hilchas Shabbos are mechitzas, partitions, walls. What defines rishus harabim and rishus hayochid in tumah, similar to soita, is just, are there more people there? If there's lots of people there, then a soita would not be there doing an aveira. So in hilchas tumah, it would be considered the rishus harabim, even if halachically speaking, mechitzas wise, it would be a rishus hayochid. So it says here, if you have a chotzer, which a chotzer in and of its own is considered a rishus hayochid, it has mechitzas. Nonetheless, regarding hilchas tumah, if you had a sofik in this chotzer, whether something is tome or not, sofik tumah b'rishus harabim is tohir, because there's a lot of people there. So that's what the Braisa says. Chotzer sharabim nichnosim lo bezu v'yetzim bezu, rishus harabim letumah rishus hayochid l'shabbos. It's considered a rishus hayochid for Shabbos, not for tumah. In tumah, there's a lot of people there, it's rishus harabim. In hilchas tumah, it's considered a rishus hayochid, since there are walls surrounding it. Now the question now is this Braisa following Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachomim? Because you're saying it's considered a rishus harabim, a rishus hayochid in hilchas Shabbos. It's a rishus hayochid, even though there's a rabbim going through it. How can it be rishus hayochid if the rabbim are going through it? So logic would say it's according to the Chachomim. The Chachomim say that even if the rabbim go through it, it's still considered mechitzos, and therefore it's still a rishus hayochid, like we saw in our Mishnah with Pasi Birois. The question is, it's so simple that the Chachomim hold that way, it's so taken for granted that they hold that way, why do you need to say it in this Mishnah? Of course it's Rishus HaYochid L'Shabbos, because the Chachomim hold, even in our Mishnah with Pasei Birois, the Chachomim hold that the Rabbim are not, they do not nullify the Mechitzes. What's the Chiddush? And if you say it's Rabbi Yehuda, then it's clear from here that even though with Pasei Birois, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Rabbim do destroy the Mechitzos, over here in the Chotzer it seems the Rabbim do not destroy the Mechitzos. It's called Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos. Why not? Because it's not easy for the Rabbim to go through a Chotzer, because there's a narrow entranceway, and it's not so easy to go through. And then you'll have clear proof, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if it's difficult for the rabbim to go through, it's not. Then the rabbim do not nullify the walls, and it's still considered rishus hayochid. Not like Rava, who said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's difficult for the rabbim to go through, it's not considered. It's not considered rishus hayochid. It's considered rishus harabim. Let's see that inside. Money. Who is this going according to? Ilei merabonon. Hashto, ma hosom. If it's the Chachomim, What's the chiddush? If in the case in the Mishnah Hossam there, Denicha Tashmishte, it's easy for the Rishus HaRabim to go through. And nonetheless, Omer Rabbonon Loyosu Rabim Mevat Lemechitz, then nonetheless, the Chachamim hold that it's still considered a Rishus HaYochid. Hoche, in the case of the Chotza, De Loynicha Tashmishte, where it's difficult for the Rabim to go through, like Kolshkin, of course it's still going to be Rishus HaYochid. What's the chiddush? Elolav Reb Yehuda hi. You're going to say it's Reb Yehuda, then it's a contradiction to Rava, who said that according to Reb Yehuda, it's always considered Rishus HaRabim, even if it's difficult to go through. If so, why is it Rishus HaYochid L'Shabbos? Answers the Gemara Loi. Lo'oilam Rabbonon. You cannot bring proof from here against Rava. It could be that according to Reb Yehuda, it's not considered Rishus HaYochid, even in a chotzer. And it's the Chachomim. You're going to ask, what's the chiddush? The answer is there's no chiddush. The fact that it's Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos and Hilchos Shabbos is not a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Rishus HaRabim L'tumah is Shichalei. The chiddush is that even though it's totally encircled by walls and it's considered a Rishus HaYochid in Hilchos Shabbos, the chiddush is that in Hilchos Tumah it's considered a Rishus HaRabim, because what defines Rishus HaRabim in Hilchos Tumah is different to what defines Rishus HaRabim in Hilchos Shabbos. Toshima, we're going to try and bring a question or proof for or against Rava from the following Mishnah. Mvois hamafuloshois beboirois besichin ubama'orois. If you have an alleyway, a mavoi, which is straight through, we saw that there's two different types of mavoi. You've got mavoi mafulosh, which is open at both ends, and you have a mavoi sasum, which is only open at one end. It's closed at the other end. What happens if you have a mavoi which is open, beboirois, in pits, besichin, in ditches, ubama'orois, and in caves? Rishus HaYochid L'Shabbos. Here again, it's considered Rishus HaYochid, because typically the sides of these ditches, pits, and caves are ten tefachim high. They are considered walls. Rishus HaRabim L'Tuma. But nonetheless, since people go through these alleyways, they're considered a Rishus HaRabim in Hilchos Tumah. But in Hilchos Shabbos, it's a Rishus HaYochid. Asks the Gemara, you have alleyways inside caves, ditches, and pits. The words of the Mishnah, Muvois hamufuloshes, beboireis besichin b'ma'oreis, that doesn't exist. You don't have an alleyway in the middle of a cave. Elo leboireis, it means you have a regular alleyway, normal on the ground level. But and there's two walls on each side. At the end of the mavoi, it's not totally closed. There's a pit there. And this pit fills up almost the entire area of the entrance of the mavoi. And there's just a little area, just more than three tefachim, just a very tight area next to the boyer, siach, or ma'ara, that the rabbim can try and balance and walk through to the other side of the mavoi. The question is, do we say that since there's a boyer, siach, or ma'ara, there's a wall here, so it's called a mavoi sasum, and then it's a kosher mavoi you can carry inside, providing there's a koira or lechi at the other end? Or do we say no? Since the rabbim goes straight through, it has the aloch of a mavoi mefulosh. And unless you make a tzuras ha-pesach, or whatever mavoi mefulosh needs, then you're not allowed to carry that. That means you've got a wall. That means, technically speaking, it should be considered a mavoi sasum, because the boir siach umara is considered a wall. That means the entire fourth wall of this mavoi is closed, besides for a very small gap that the rabbim can go through. So that's the question now. Is this called a Rishus HaYochid? Is it Rishus HaRabim? So the Mishnah says it's called a Rishus HaYochid for Hilchos Shabbos. Rishus HaYochid L'Shabbos, Rishus HaRabim L'Tumah. Now the Gemara is asking, Mani, according to who is this? Ilema Rabbonon, is it going according to the Rabbonon? The Gemara says that's what's the chiddush? Hashto mahosom. If already in the case of the Mishnah of Pasi Birois, denicha tashmishte, where it's easy for the rabbim, for the public to penetrate the walls, to penetrate the area between the corner posts. Omri, they hold loyosi rabbim umavatli law. The fact that the rabbim go through it does not nullify the status of the mechitzos. Hoch over here, where it's very challenging for the rabbim to go through because it's just a very narrow ridge beyond this pit. and the end and the edge of the mavui that they can go through. The loynicha tashmishay loykolshkin. Of course, the chachamim will say that the mavui is considered enclosed and it's roshus hayochid. It's a mavui sosum. El olav Rabbi Yehuda. So you have to say that this mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, you see that because the rabbim go through just very difficult, it's not easy for them. It's a roshus hayochid leShabbos. Not like Rava said that if it's that even if it's difficult for the rabbim to go through, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's called roshus harabim. Here you see that it's roshus hayochid. Says the Gemara, loy. It's not a contradiction to Rava. Le'olam Rabbonon, it could be that this halacha, this mishnah is the chachomim. And you're going to ask a question, according to the chachomim, of course, what's the chiddush? Of course, it's a roshus hayochid l'shabbos. You're right. This halacha that's roshus hayochid l'shabbos is not the chiddush. The chiddush is that in spite of the fact that it's roshus hayochid l'shabbos, roshus harabim l'tumah is shichalei. The chiddush is that in hilchus tumah, it's considered a roshus harabim. Now the Gemara is going to bring another raya from the continuation of that mishnah. Shvilei Beis Gilgal. The paths of a place called Beis Gilgal, which had very, very steep slopes, Ukiyetzabahen, or similar paths that are very challenging to go over, Roshus HaYochid LeShabbos, in Hilchus Shabbos it's called Roshus HaYochid, it's called a Mechitza, Roshus HaRabim LeTuma, but in Hilchus Tuma, since the public go there, it's called Roshus HaRabim. And the Gemara continues, Va'ezer Shvile Beis Gilgal, what are these paths of Beis Gilgal? Omer Debei Rabbi Yanai, Kol She'eino Eved Yochei Litoil So Shel Chitin V'Yorot Lifnei Sardiyot. What defines these types of paths where the path is so steep that a servant, a slave, would not be able to carry a saw of wheat and run in front of an officer with it? That's how steep it is. So that's what the Mishnah says, that if it's that steep, it's considered a Roshus HaYochid for Shabbos. Because the Rabbim cannot easily go through them. Asks the Gemara, Mani, who is this going according to? Ilei Merabonon, if it's the Chachomim, again the same question. Hashta, if in our Mishnah, Ma Hosom, in the case of the Pasei Birois, Denicha Tashmishta, even though it's easy for the public to go through, nonetheless, Omer Rabbonon, Loyosi Rabbim Umavatli Lamechitzta, nonetheless, the fact that the public penetrate the walls does not nullify their status as mechitzas. Even more so here, where it's challenging for the rabbim to go through, you can take it for granted that it's not considered a roshus harabim, it's a roshus hayachid. What's the chiddush? You're going to say that this mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, then it contradicts Rava that said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's considered a roshus harabim, even if it's very difficult for them to penetrate the mechitzas. Says the Gemara Omalei, no. Rav is going to answer, Shvilei Beis Gilgal Ka'omras. You're talking about the paths of these difficult paths to travel on in Eretz Yisrael? There it's different. Yeshua Ben Nun, when he distributed Eretz Yisrael to all the tribes, to all the Shvatim, Yeshua Oyhev Yisrael Hoya, he loved Klal Yisrael very much. And therefore, when he distributed the land, then even though there were certain areas that were supposed to be dedicated to private people, those paths that were comfortable to walk on, he said, no, these paths are not going to be given to the private people. They are going to belong to the public, so the public can easily get from one place to the next. So whenever you have an easy path, we can take it for granted it belongs to the Rabbim. When you have a path that's very, very difficult to travel on, then Yeshua would not have given that for the public, and he would have actually given them to a Roshus HaYochid. He would have given them to a private person. So here, if this path, it belongs to a Roshus HaYochid, if it belongs to a private person, and it's very difficult for the Rabbim to go through it, those two things together, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, it's not considered a Roshus HaRabim. Let's see that inside. Yeshua Oyhev Yisrael Hoyo. He loved Klal Yisrael. Omad V'tikein, he established Lohem for them, Drochim, roads, V'stratia, and through fares. Kol Heicha D'nicha Tashmishta, anywhere where it was comfortable and easy to travel along, Mosra L'Rabim, he gave that to the public. In Eretz Yisrael, those places that were very difficult to travel along, like these parts of Beis Gilgal, Masra Liyochid, he gave those to private people. If it belongs to Rosh Hayochid, coupled with the fact that it's difficult for the Rabbim to go over, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's considered Rosh Hayochid, not Rosh HaRabbim. Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue the next Mishnah from here.